Welcome to the Deep Dive. We take interesting sources, unpack them, and really pull out the key insights for you.
Yeah, that's the goal.
Today we're looking at a really well thought-provoking piece. It's called, What If I Had Been Born White? It's from a blog, Wealth Building Powers.
Mm-hmm.
And this deep dive, it really gets into how much our, you know, birth circumstances affect our lives, especially financially, but also what power do we actually have?
Exactly. And what's fascinating is how it connects this idea, Warren Buffett's concept of the ovarian lottery with the author's own lived experience and, you know, broader thoughts on wealth and opportunity. So our mission really is to explore that interplay, luck, circumstances, but also, like you said, personal agency.
Okay, let's dive into that then, this ovarian lottery idea.
Yeah.
The author kicks off by quoting Buffett, who says something pretty direct. The wound from which you emerge determines your fate to an enormous degree. For most people in the world, that's quite a statement to start with.
It really is. And Buffett apparently thinks this luck of the draw at birth is, and this is his phrase, the most important event you'll ever participate in.
Wow. More important than education or hard work.
That's what he suggests, yeah. That it shapes things more profoundly than, you know, your efforts or even your talents. And our author gives a powerful example from his own life. Growing up black in rural North Carolina back in the 60s, he talks about seeing the colored and white only signs, getting worn out textbooks that were hand-me-downs from the white schools, being refused service at restaurants. These weren't just small things. They were like direct results of where and when he was born.
That really paints a picture. And what's maybe surprising or telling is that Buffett himself and Charlie Munger, too, they basically say, yep, we won that lottery.
They do. They're quite candid about it.
So what specific advantages did Buffett point to for himself? What did he feel he, you know, lucked out on?
Well, a few key things, according to the source. First, just being born male at that time.
Yep.
Buffett apparently said something like, back then, women's roles were really limited, teachers, secretaries, nurses. So half the country's talent pool was, you know, effectively sidelined from lots of jobs.
Mm, that's a big one.
Huge. And then race, he said, point blank. We won it simply by being white. No pride in it, just how the dice rolled.
Okay.
He mentioned growing up during the Depression, segregation was still widespread, and African-American unemployment was like two or three times higher than for whites.
Yeah.
And lastly, he even put his business acumen down to luck, saying he just happened to be wired that way. Not necessarily innate superiority, just, well, happenstance.
That's quite some self-awareness there.
And
so our author, the one who wrote the blog post,
he
takes his idea and actually scores himself.
Yeah, he does. He creates this ovarian lottery score out of 100. It's quite a novel approach. He gives himself an 83 out of 100.
83.
Yeah.
Interesting. How does he break that down? What stands out?
Mm-hmm. Well, what's really striking is where the points come from. He gives himself top marks, like 10 out of 10, for being born in the U.S., having two parents, educated parents, a nurturing family.
Okay, the foundational stuff.
Exactly. Home and food security, affordable college, role models, all 10s. Intelligence, he puts at 8, average, he says. Wealth growing up, a 5 middle class, black family.
Right.
But then the score for race black is 0. He explicitly frames it as, you know, if being white is a 10, then being black in that context was a 0 in terms of societal advantage.
Well, that's stark.
It is. But what's also powerful is his perspective, despite that 0. He stresses how grateful he is for his family, the upbringing, the yes, you will attitude his parents instilled. He wouldn't trade his family or his race. He connects gratitude itself to being happier and more prosperous, which, you know, studies do suggest.
So it's not just about the score, but the value he places on different aspects.
Precisely. It kind of redefines winning for him. It makes you think, doesn't it, about your own sort of unearned advantages or disadvantages and maybe what you value most.
Yeah, definitely. So building on that, the author pushes this idea further, saying that circumstances like being born rich can often outweigh being born talented. That sounds controversial, maybe.
It's a strong claim, for sure. But he points to economists who have observed something interesting. Apparently, raw talent, like genetic gifts, seems to be spread pretty evenly across all income levels.
Okay.
But success, well, that's obviously not evenly spread. And the example given is quite sobering. Kids from high-income families who are, let's say, the least gifted actually graduate college at higher rates than the most talented kids from low-income families.
That really hits home. It shows the power of that inherited privilege, that environment.
It does. It suggests the playing field isn't just uneven. It's, well, tilted quite significantly by those starting circumstances.
Right. But then the author seems to pivot quite hard. Despite acknowledging all this about the luck of the draw, he takes a really strong stance on personal responsibility.
He does. It's a very distinct shift in tone.
He says, and it's in caps in the piece, "I did not focus on the impossible." He basically says, look, I accepted things I couldn't change, like not being taller or built like an athlete, and focused only on what I could potentially achieve, taking ownership.
Yes, and he's quite critical of what he terms excuses. He even brings up a specific sociological explanation he encountered for a difficult social trend and dismisses it pretty directly. He says, essentially, that explanation doesn't actually solve anything.
Okay, so he's pushing back against explanations he sees as unproductive.
Seems like it. His message is very much about action. He has this line, something like, "Let's agree we both have beautiful skin tones and get our behinds to work, achieving and not whining."
That's blunt.
It is. He uses the example of black athletes excelling, saying it's because they put in the 10,000 hours, the hard graft. His point is that excellence in anything requires outworking the competition.
So talent might be random, privilege might be inherited, but greatness, in his view, is earned through sheer effort.
That's the core of it. We're not born with greatness, it's what we work for. That's his conclusion on that thread.
Okay, so we've got this tension, the huge impact of the lottery, and this fierce call for agency and hard work. What does he suggest this means for us, for you listening, especially regarding financial freedom?
Well, his takeaway message there is actually quite empowering, despite the tough talk earlier. He says, the paths to financial freedom are unlimited. Choose your own.
Choose your own path.
Yeah. And he shares a bit about his own background to, I guess, illustrate his point. He calls himself a proud nerd, background in chemical engineering, MBA, even advanced management stuff from Harvard.
So highly educated.
Very. And experience solving big multi-million dollar problems for major companies. Plus, he's been a successful investor himself. Stocks, options, real estate.
Okay.
But he's careful to add the disclaimer, you know, he's not a licensed financial advisor. His story isn't advice. Investing is risky. You could lose everything.
Standard. Important disclaimers.
Right. He says his reason for sharing is just to show the need for financial literacy and maybe inspire people to, you know, get started on their own path.
So we've journeyed through this idea of the ovarian lottery, really felt the weight of birth circumstances, and then encountered this strong, almost defiant call for personal responsibility and sheer hard work from the author. It's definitely a challenging mix.
It really is. And I think connecting it all, the deep dive kind of leaves you with a big question, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It makes you reflect. How much of your own situation, your successes, your challenges, do you attribute to that dice roll at birth?
Okay.
And how much to your own choices, your effort, your grit?
That's the core tension right there.
Exactly. And maybe the follow-up question is, knowing about this ovarian lottery, understanding its impact, but also hearing this call to action, how does that shape how you look at opportunities, how you practice gratitude, and ultimately how you decide to chart your own course towards, well, whatever financial freedom means for you?
A lot to think about there. Definitely a deep dive worth taking.